Welcome in to another edition of Locked On Titans. I'm Jimmy Morris, joined as always by Terry Lambert. Terry, how are you tonight?
Doing pretty good, watching a little football.
Yeah, sitting here watching this Eagles-Falcons game, which has not necessarily been all that exciting, but it is NFL football that's on TV, so that's always a good thing. All right, so tonight we're going to talk a little bit about the injury situation for the Titans, which is kind of clearing up a little bit, I think. And then we're going to just kind of go run through Titans-Dolphins, looking at the offense, looking at the defense, kind of break down the game from those two perspectives. Before we do that, remind you, we write for MutantCityMiracles.com, where we cover the Titans for SB Nation. So you can check us out there. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM, and Terry is at TLambertFB. You can subscribe to the podcast wherever you get your podcasts. Just search out Locked On Titans, and you will find us there. So the good news on the injury front is Derek Morgan was a full go in practice today. Now on Thursday. So I think as long as he doesn't have any setbacks, and if we can see him practice in full on Friday again, I think we can assume that he's going to play on Sunday. The bad news is that Harold Landry was not able to practice after being limited yesterday. Rashawn Evans was still limited in practice. Jack Conklin was still limited in practice. At this point, I would be a little bit surprised to – well, we're not going to see Jack Conklin. I think that's pretty safe to say. I'd be a little bit surprised to see Rashawn Evans just because I feel like if he's going to play after being out for so long, he needs to be able to put in a full practice, and he's still not there. Kind of Harold Landry, same deal. I would be surprised after, you know, he was, I think, listed as limited on Wednesday and then wasn't able to practice today. So I'd be kind of surprised to see that. So they're going to be a little bit thin at linebacker, but getting Derek Morgan back will obviously help that situation.
Yeah, and there was a time not too long ago where we, Arakpo, Morgan, and Landry were all in question. So now you've got two of those three back, and you know, you'll take that considering where this team was at 2 weeks ago. Just really bad luck through the preseason. So Morgan, Arakpo, it's going to be big against, you know, Ryan Tannehill, who I think people forget about. The guy was pretty good before the injury bug bit him. So going to need all of those pass rushers, and maybe a Sharif Finch comes in as your rotational guy. But yeah, I think you're right on Evans, and I think it's unrealistic to expect anything else than for him to just kind of be eased into some sort of rotation. You know, you saw him come off the edge a bunch at Alabama. You wonder if they'll kind of work him in there and kind of keep the responsibility off of his plate early. Considering he did miss all of training camp and all of the preseason. So that's an early season storyline for me because, you know, you listen to Mike Keith tell it, and he believes this guy's going to be a big-time difference maker.
Yeah, and, you know, they talked about, now that we know that Rashawn Evans has a hamstring injury, he said something along the lines of it's a similar injury to what Corey Davis had last year. And mentioned, you know, that Corey Davis tried to come back too quickly and how it, you know, kind of hampered him most of the way through the season last year. And so they were trying to take a more cautious approach with Evans than they did with Davis so that doesn't happen again. So that makes sense. I mean, from that standpoint, you would much rather see him be limited, obviously, you know, not playing the preseason, be limited the first couple of weeks and be a full go by week three rather than, you know, see him back out there and push it. And then have to miss, you know, however long it would be after that. So I doubt we see him, or like you said, if we do see him, I think it will be very situational. And same thing with Jack Conklin. I mean, coming off an ACL that he tore, in January? Obviously they thought he was close enough they didn't need to put him on the PUP. So that's a positive thing, but I just don't think with the amount of time that he's missed and the fact he hasn't been able to get a full practice in, I don't think we'll see him this week. And, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that, the concern there, when we move into talking about the offense in this game. But, you know, obviously, I mean, listen, Dennis Kelly is fine. There are worse guys that they could have out there running, Will Svitek out there like they were a couple of years ago. But at the same time, you know, you would like for this line to be at full strength.
Yeah, and Conklin's such a key part. So there's no reason to rush him back. With that being said, and like you said, we're going to get into this, but that's a really tough matchup for Dennis Kelly, you know, facing Cam Wake. So that's a really weak part of this offense right now. And I'm interested to see how they help out and keep Mariota clean.
Yeah, and obviously we've seen the issues that this team has had, and Mike talked a little bit about that the other day, the issues that this team has had with the Dolphins in that front. Yep. Now, Ndamukong Suh's not there anymore, so that's obviously a helpful thing. But this offensive line, I don't know, like I said, we can get into this more in a minute, but like they were supposed to be a strength of the team, and it seems like it took a kind of a fairly significant step backwards last year and didn't look great in the preseason. So hopefully they can kind of come together, and then they had some health issues and that kind of stuff last year as well. But they're supposed to be a strength of this team. The Titans really need them to be a strength of this team if they're going to do the things that they want to do. And so hopefully, just again, they can get at full strength sooner rather than later. And so Rashard Matthews seems to be good to go. I don't know if he'll be on any type of play count or whatever, but I don't think he's even on the injury report at this point. And then I guess Kendrick Lewis, I think, is the only other guy that he wasn't able to practice the last 2 days. So I guess it seems like he won't be able to play on Sunday either. But it's just, they don't have that many guys hurt. It's just the fact that, it's all linebackers. It's a lot of edge guys. So it feels a little bit worse than it actually is.
And we've talked about this a lot, but this is kind of the first time that you're going to get the bulk of your players back. At some point in time, you had Corey Davis missing practice. Rashard Matthews missing practice, Delanie Walker missing practice, and preseason games. All of this without Jack Conklin. You had all the injuries on the edge rusher. Malcolm Butler missed time. So it's just a lot of moving parts that haven't played together yet. And that's where my concern in this game lies. I'm just really worried the chemistry might not be there. Maybe I'm overblowing that, but they haven't worked together as a group yet. And I would have at least liked to see, at least two or three drives with Marcus playing with his full set of weapons.
Yeah, because Delanie didn't play at all in the preseason, no. Right? He sat out the first game, then he got hurt during the practice with the Bucks. So, yeah, he hasn't been out there. And again, I mean, Marcus and Delanie have played together, so that's not that big of a deal. But not in this offense, not being able to get those reps, that chemistry and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, it would have been nice to see that. And I think that's why – I mean, we talked about this beginning of the week. We just have so many questions left with this team. Not that we feel necessarily worse about it, but it's just we didn't get – you hope to get some answers through the course of the preseason. There's a lot of answers that we didn't get. And so, like you said, everybody will be coming back, and so we'll kind of see how it plays out with everybody on the field together. But offensively, they're going to be pretty healthy. I think everybody's going to be good except for Jack Conklin. Again, more on the defensive side of the ball that you got to worry about. But, I mean, I think they should have enough, especially with the encouraging news with Derek Morgan being back, to get through this game against the Dolphins. So we'll kind of keep an eye on that as we go. All right, coming up, we'll talk a little bit about what we expect to see from the Titans offense against the Dolphins defense. So, the offense has obviously been the thing that everybody has been talking about all offseason. And we didn't, again, one of the things that we didn't get any real great answers on in the preseason. Not surprising from that standpoint. You got a new offense. You don't really want to give anything away early. So, I mean, that wasn't a huge surprise that they didn't do a lot. There were some things you'd like to see done. And we went into the whole thing with the missed pass with Corey Davis in Pittsburgh and how much different of a conversation we're having probably if they hook up on that pass. But it's going to be an interesting game here because I think listening to Greg Cosell on the Midday 180 earlier this week, he talked about how slow the Dolphins linebackers are. And so basically his point to that was, the Titans have said that they're going to use Deion Lewis, Derrick Henry based on matchups, based on, situations, that kind of stuff. So in Cosell's opinion, this sets up as a really good game for Deion Lewis because he should have an advantage, when he gets out in a pass route against those guys. So I'm interested to see. There's a lot of things I'm interested to see. I'm interested to see a screen game. We got a little glimpse of that in the preseason, but that's something the Titans have not been good at really in the entire time that they've been in Tennessee. So I'm interested to see that. And I'm interested to see how the work is divided up between Derrick Henry and Deion Lewis. And if it really is going to be, hey, we think Deion Lewis is better for this matchup, so he's going to get a heavier workload. And then if the situation changes, next week, whatever it is, based on the defense they're facing.
Yeah, and you know, I have a takeaway from that 53-man roster we saw. You're only keeping three backs. You didn't keep another guy that can go catch passes and help in the passing game. So what does that tell me? I think it tells me that maybe me and you are underestimating Derrick Henry just a little bit. I think they're going to want to keep Deion Lewis fresh. You know, he's had a history of getting banged up, and he's a smaller guy. So the more and more I think about it, I think they're going to try and get Derrick Henry this workload and put Deion Lewis in key spots to succeed, like you said, against the Dolphins' slower linebackers. But yeah, no Ndamukong Suh anymore here with Miami. They still got Jordan Phillips, a really good defensive tackle in the middle of that defense, but that's a pretty significant drop off there from Sue. So I think they'll have plenty of opportunities to run the ball up the middle. And just my thought on that 53-man roster, I still think it's going to be Derrick Henry no matter what the matchup is.
Yeah, and you want to establish the run, like we talked about with these defensive ends. You got Cameron Wake and Robert Quinn. And do some things to slow down that pass rush, because, you know, we saw what Cameron Wake can do. I mean, we've seen it a couple of different times. And, you know, again, with it being Dennis Kelly out there and not Jack Conklin, that does give you a little bit of cause for concern. But if they can establish the run game, if they can get some of those screens going, you can hopefully at least slow down that pass rush a little bit to get time. Because, you know, the Dolphins secondary, I don't think, is very good. I think the Titans can win on the outside there, and that's not always going to be the case. I mean, we have a lot of faith in Corey Davis and what he's going to be able to do, but we don't have a whole lot of faith in the rest of this receiving core. I mean, Rashard Matthews is good. Delanie Walker is good. This passing game, again, just so many questions that are left there. But I think that they should have some winnable matchups on the outside in this game.
Yeah, Bobby McCain, Xavien Howard, those are your corners. That doesn't really scare you. You know, Cordae Tankersley is going to get some run too. That's a pretty soft matchup in terms of NFL matchup for Corey Davis and Rashard Matthews and Taywan Taylor. So I think they'll have their opportunities in the passing game. Going to use that run game first to set up play action. You know, the Rams were first in the league in terms of play action percentage used. So look for a lot of that. And, you know, look for a lot of quick screens. You know, we saw in the preseason, they're going to want to get Marcus Mariota rolling. They're going to want to gain that confidence. So watch them. If the Dolphins lay back and play 8 yards off the line of scrimmage, they're going to pop it outside. So that's just smart football. And unfortunately, it's not something that we've seen here in a few years.
Yeah, and that's the thing. And that, I mean, there's going to be we want to see them go down there and win, obviously. We want to see them the offense go down there and be successful. But I'm just going to be excited to see the offense go down there and, like you said, look for mismatches and take advantage of them, because we all know that was not what the last staff did. They wanted to establish what they wanted to do, and, you know, that's the way football used to be played. But the successful teams, that's not what they're doing anymore. So I'm excited to see that. And yeah, I mean, it's winnable matchups here in the passing game. I expect a big day out of the passing game. Maybe I'm over, you know, overconfident or whatever it may be, being a homer. But I think that this matchup sets up well for them. And like we said, having all of the weapons fully healthy for really the first time this season, I mean, you know, through camp and all that kind of stuff, I mean, that obviously sets up well. And like you said, just watching the division of carries from the running backs and all that stuff is going to be crucial. And you could be right. I mean, maybe it is that they plan on making Derrick Henry the workhorse, you know, and then mixing Deion Lewis in. That'll be interesting to see. And I think it's, you're 100% correct on not keeping that other guy that we thought they would keep, whether it be Akram Wadley or whoever else, kind of says that they are going to limit Deion Lewis, just because, you know, he was healthy last year, but he's been banged up throughout his career. He's a small guy. You know, one thing he's very good at is not really absorbing any major hits. He has a knack for getting out of the way of that kind of stuff. But still, I mean, I think his health has to be a concern going forward. Anything else that you think sticks out in this matchup for the offense?
Not really sticks out, but, you know, the coaching staff swears up and down that this offense has been kept under wraps. And I think we need to talk about that just for a second. You know, it's preseason, so you expect vanilla stuff. Of course, that had fans freaking out, saying that this offense wasn't any better than last year, and saying we need to move on for Marcus Mariota. It's just ridiculous. So just withhold your judgment until Sunday and maybe a couple weeks after, and let this offense hit their stride. Let's just see what they do when, we're past preseason now. So you can kind of unload the playbook, and let's see what Matt LaFleur can do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've said it. You know, there are obviously still a lot of questions that remain, but I don't think it's necessarily doubts at this point. I think it's just questions, and hopefully that they're holding something back. And they said, you know, with the Luke Falk thing, the Dolphins climbing him, we talked about that. And LaFleur said that, you know, he held some stuff back because he'd been burned on cut down day before. So, yeah, it's going to be fun to watch. And again, I'd like to see them go down there and be successful. If they're not, it's not the end of the world. It doesn't mean it's a disaster. It's week one. You know, this coming Monday is called Overreaction Monday for a reason. Everybody, you know, puts a little bit too much into what they see. But it will be fun just to see the full playbook in effect and see what they're able to do with that. All right, we'll wrap it up here with talking about how the Titans defense matches up against the Dolphins offense. So, you know, the Dolphins offense is interesting to me. When you look kind of up and down at what they have, they're not necessarily great anywhere, but they're not terrible anywhere either. You know, you've got Kenyon Drake, who was, you know, obviously had a very good run of success last year when he was the feature guy. They signed Frank Gore. I don't know how much, you know, he'll play or whatever. He's going to have a role, I would imagine. The guy just keeps going. I don't know. It's kind of crazy. But, you know, their receivers are not great, but Kenny Stills is a good player. They're not going to have Devontae Parker, who, you know, has all the talent in the world, but just hasn't put it together yet. They signed Albert Wilson. They signed Danny Amendola. So, I mean, they've got some guys on that side of the ball. Tannehill he's had some good years. He's been hurt, that kind of stuff. So, I mean, it's not an offense that I'm necessarily afraid of. I mean, you saw last year when they had Jay Cutler, they were terrible. I think they're going to be better than that. But it's not, like I said, they're not terrible. They don't necessarily strike fear in your heart either.
Yeah, and Kenyon Drake is the guy, right? So last year to end the season, he was one of the best backs in football. So I was pretty surprised to see them bring Frank Gore in, and maybe that's just purely for depth. But Drake went over 100 yards his final two games, huge in the passing game. Caught five balls for 80 yards against the Patriots in week 16. So that's a guy that the Titans are going to have to pay attention to. It's a guy that Jayon Brown is going to have to pay attention to. And I'd bet that the offense runs through him because the Dolphins really don't have that receiver that can just go break you. So I'm expecting a lot of intermediate throws to Danny Amendola. They got Kenny Stills. I'm sure they'll take a shot or two just to kind of get the safeties back. Albert Wilson was a big signing for them, and he's going to have a big role too. So, like you said, they're just kind of solid across the board, nothing spectacular. I don't know. They really don't scare me, but again, I've maintained the Dolphins could win this game easily, and I wouldn't be all that surprised.
Yeah, and that's the thing. I mean, I don't know. It's just one of those things. I would feel better about it, obviously, if it were, you know, at Nissan Stadium. Going on the road, going down there in early September is never an easy thing. But at the end of the day, if the Titans are going to be a contender in the AFC, this is a game they have to win because I think the Dolphins are a fine team. I think they could be, you know, somewhere in that 6-10 to 10-6. I mean, that's kind of, you know, we know how razor thin that margin is. I think they could be somewhere in that area when the season's said and done. But they're not a team that is going to be a legitimate playoff contender and definitely not a legitimate Super Bowl contender. So if the Titans are going to be one, this is a game they need to go down there and get because it doesn't get any easier with the Texans coming in next week.
Absolutely. And remember last year, we were pointing to this Dolphins game. Oh, man, if we could have gotten that one, I think we'd feel a lot better about going to the playoffs. Well, it's kind of the same situation here, early season game. I think that one was played in week 5 last year. It's just one of those games that you are the better team. You need to go show it. You need to go prove it. You need to go get yourself a win because, like you said, schedule gets a little tough to start the rest of the season. So better team, hopefully, can get the job done here. But like I've said all along, it's just going to be a matter of how healthy the Titans are and how much chemistry they've built in not a lot of time.
Yeah, and look, I mean, you know, all the stuff outside of the building doesn't matter as much to the people in the building as it does to us. But, you know, there's all this, like, I think most of the fan base is pretty optimistic, pretty excited about the new coaches having that kind of stuff. But you still have your, you know, section of the fan base that don't think Marcus Mariota is any good, that doesn't think they should have fired Mike Mularkey. I mean, those people are in the minority, but they are out there. And so it would just be really nice to, you know, keep those people away for a little bit longer. And they, like I said, the easiest way to do that is for the for them to go down there, the offense to look good, and the Titans to win.
Yeah, and real quick, I wanted to point out an X factor here. Mike Gesicki, tight end for Miami. I think he's going to be a big-time player in this league, athletically tested off the charts at the NFL Combine. The guy is going to start at tight end for the Dolphins because they've lost two tight ends this week to injured reserve. So Gesicki is a guy that can run. He can jump. He gives you a little bit of a Gronk feel for that tight end spot. So I think the Titans safeties are going to have their hands full there. Now, rookie tight ends don't usually show up early in their careers, but I think it's going to be hard to ignore a guy like that, a guy, an athletic specimen there. So Jayon Brown, another spot where he could shine. Kenny Vaccaro, Kevin Byard. Interested to see how the Dolphins use him because he was a player that I liked coming out of the draft.
Yeah, and you know, the thing that this Dolphins offense does have is the ability to take shots down the field. We talked about it with Kenny Stills, with Gesicki. You know, the Titans were actually really good last year at preventing deep balls that you could, you know, you could throw underneath on them all day long. But they were good at preventing balls thrown down the field. A lot of different players in the secondary, but they should be better. Obviously, a different scheme and all that kind of stuff. But if they can hold up against that in this game and keep everything underneath, make the Dolphins drive, you know, it's a different story when Tom Brady's trying to drive down the field on you than Ryan Tannehill. So if they can kind of keep that stuff underneath and keep it in front of them, I think they'll have a chance to have a good day on defense. And again, I expect the Titans to win this game. I don't think that it's going to be a ridiculous blowout. But, I mean, I can see the Titans winning by 10.
Yeah, I think it's just a day where the Titans offense needs to show up. Yeah, you know, I think the Dolphins are going to put 17 to 20 points on the board. Titans just need to go show up and put three or four touchdown drives together, and they'll be fine. Like we said, just solid across the board. There's not many holes in this roster. Offensive line, the right side, it could be better, but a really solid team. It should be middle of the road, you know, 6-7 win team. So just looking for the Titans to get the job done. They can make it look a little prettier as the season goes on.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, again, the offense is gonna come along. Hopefully they can go ahead and get that started this week, but there's no reason to freak out if they don't. Anyway, all right, so that'll do it for our kind of breakdown of that game. We'll be back. We'll record again Sunday night with reaction to the game. So you'll have that Monday morning when you get up and get ready to go to work or whatever. But between now and then, check out MusicCityMiracles.com. We'll have a lot more on this game, all the breakdowns and all that stuff that you'll want to see and want to know about. So check it out there. Follow us on Twitter. I'm at JMorrisMCM. Terry's at TLambertFB. You can follow the podcast account at LockedOnTitans. So for Terry, this is Jimmy saying thanks for listening, and go Titans.